When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Yeah, that's right, man. The late, great Johnny Kemp, baby. Oh, boy. Fly Jams Friday commences. This is when we celebrate all things funky and R&B, play a bunch of cool songs, talk about them. Viggity, viggity, Vic, double V, verified double V, is running around the newsroom like a lunatic. Dan just got out of the TARDIS, and he is DJ Shagru. Esmeralda is, I believe, still drilling a hole with her head.
I'm going to get to China one of these days.
In the traffic cut, Esmeralda the Heart Melda, and I'm Wiki Wiki Nikki. Get your requests in right now, 312-981-7200. Phone lines are open for your Fly Jam requests, 312-981-7200. All right, I have a theme for my choices this week, Dan, as you can tell.
I can indeed.
Okay, here's my first choice for Fly Jams this week.
Speak of bleach, bend them to right. Say it was night, way before the light. Put aside smoke, search leaves a trace. A setup correct with the effect of the gas face.
This jig is the gas face, man.
Third base. The reason why I picked third base is there's a new show on Comedy Central hosted by Moshe Kasher, who is a really, really funny stand-up comedian. And he's got like a talk show. And he had MC Search on. My main man, MC Search. So I got all nostalgic for third base. And I happen to love the gas face. Esmeralda, are you familiar with the gas face?
I am not.
The gas face is the face you make when you hate something, when you don't like someone. When someone disses you or you want to diss somebody.
Is it because it's like you're smelling someone's odor?
Yep. It's like you make the gas face. This is not pleasant. I don't like you. You get the gas face. And Hammer gets the... He calls out Hammer, and their Hammer gets the gas face.
Oh, come on. He's too legit to quit.
He is. I know.
And then did they have to advise MC Hammer? Because, like, Hammer don't hurt him.
Yeah. And that again gave them the gas face. So if you don't like something, Esmeralda, it gets the gas face.
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
Starting from now?
I just want to make sure that, you know, when you're on the streets, that people know that you're down and hip, as long as can say, you get the gas face.
And I have to say it?
Yeah.
And then make a gas face?
Make the gas face, and say, you get the gas face.
Okay.
Then they're going to think that you came from 1989 when people in the hip hop community, when people were saying gas face. All right. We have to break here. We got the news coming up, and then we'll come back and your Fly Jam requests. And we got more here. More Fly Jams. 312-981-7200. News next. Yeah. Fly Jams Friday, and this is certainly a fly jam. That's Professor Pete Nice. Yeah. An MC Search, third base, one of my favorite hip-hop artists of all time, hip-hop groups. And that's Brooklyn Queens using a sample of, Dan, DJ Shagru, do you know the sample?
I do, but I don't.
Best of My Love.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. So, Fly Jams Friday is underway. So, there you go. Esmeralda is coming in here to give me the gas face.
Yep. She gave you the gas face when you offered her ice cream, but didn't offer her
ice cream. Now I get the gas face for that? I didn't offer ice cream. I just asked if you liked ice cream. That's the gas.
Yeah.
She just gave me the gas face sound, which is also the name of your first album.
Gas face sound?
No. Pff, remember you said
that? Oh, yeah.
All right.
It's doing well, by the way.
It is. All right. Very good. Very good. So Duke requested this one. We got to live together. I am no better, and neither are you. We are the same, whatever we do. You love me, you hate me, you know me, and then you can figure out the bag I'm in. I am everyday people. Yeah. Yeah. You know, Sly Stone, talented man.
Mm-hmm.
When he's not pulling guns out in studios and shooting at producers.
I mean, I think that would stifle anyone's
that
creativity.
That goes beyond the gas face.
Yeah.
That's a lot more than just the gas face. All right. Here's Mike on WGN. Hey, Mike.
Hey. Excuse me.
Oh. Whoa. What happened, man? You all right?
Yeah. Fine.
Somebody give you the gas face, Mike?
How about that? Yeah.
What's up?
How you doing, Nick?
I'm good, man.
Yeah, the gang's doing well out there.
Yeah, you guys all right, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. I want some ice cream.
Yeah, you guys, everybody wants ice cream, Mike. What the hell, man? All right.
Why not? You know, this is from 1973, Quincy Jones featuring Maya Rudolph's mom, Minnie Riperton, and two singers who just recently passed away, Leon Ware and Al Jarreau. If I ever lose this heaven.
All right, here we go. Yeah. Man, that bass line is killer.
How about that?
Man.
I think it's Ray Brown. Ray Brown, man. The veteran jazz bassist.
Unbelievable.
Electric bass. Hey, keep playing the third bass, though, my friend.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry about it. I got one more coming up after the Blackhawks Express. We'll be doing
All right, Nick.
All right, man. Take care. Yeah. See? Third base, man. Not third baseman, but third base, man.
Yes. I'm so confused.
Don't be confused. That'll get you the gas face. All right. Renee wanted to hear this. Yeah. Now, does that sound similar to something, Esmeralda?
Yeah, Coolio's Fantastic Voyage.
Exactly.
I remember that.
You surprised by that, or
no,
is it?
No,
it didn't.
That.
It didn't Joe Cocker you?
No, I knew that one.
Okay.
And that one makes sense.
The Joe Cocker one, though, does surprise you.
Yeah, because it's Joe Cocker.
Yeah. That's California.
I just did not know.
That's Joe Cocker, man. He's Fly.
I think he was Fly.
He is. All right. Fly James Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
Hey, when you think about all the people we've lost, I can't believe Sly Stone is still alive.
It's amazing, isn't it? No, seriously, you think about that. And I know everybody goes to Keith Richards. You know, there's like, how is this guy still, you know, he's outliving everybody. Sly Stone, man, he had some issues. He really did, man. He did.
Hey, think about how happy your mom's going to be next month with a clean-shaven Nick, huh?
Well, yeah. I mean, I would rather have a – oh, I didn't do the playoff beard, which is why they got swept. I didn't do the playoff beard because I didn't want to look like Aqualung when I got inducted to the Walk of Fame. That's why I didn't do it because – The Walk of Fame is the induction is May 25th, and I would have been had they kept going, I would have looked like a lunatic when they they would have mistaken me for a homeless person and said, "Get off the stage."
I just figured the Blackhawk players knew your mom and decided to tank it for you.
They wouldn't do that. My mom loves the Hawks.
Oh, I'm sure she does. Yeah. But
so
anyway, a few weeks ago I chose Santana on Triple Play Thursday, you might remember.
Yeah.
And we were talking about whether you thought they were fly, and I mentioned his little brother's band. So here's his little brother's band doing our biggest hit. Here's Suavecito by Mello. Don't know if they're fly, but we do know they're bad because their name tells us that,
oh,
right?
Oh, boy. Here we go. That's a great song, and that's Fly.
Yes, I think so too.
That's definitely.
Yes, I know it's Fly.
That's definitely Fly. Yeah.
Talking about their name.
Yeah.
I love that little Fender Rhodes electric piano. It sounds so 70s in that background.
It's perfect.
Hey, did you see the Wednesday Cubs game?
With Addison Walkoff?
Oh yes, but with that alumni ring ceremony, I was wondering how they decided who gets a ring and who doesn't. They gave one to Randy Hundley and Bickert, but they didn't give one to Don Kessinger.
Yeah, I know that doesn't. I know I've been thinking about all of the alumni rings that they've been given. I'm just like, it's like who makes that decision? It's a good question.
And I was surprised he gave one to Lee Smith. He won one with the Cardinals, that I remember.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
And what about your main man Mickey Morandini? If you're going to give one to Jody Davis and Steve Trout,
yeah. Yeah, I would give one to Morandini. Well, you know how I feel about Mickey.
Absolutely, I do.
Yeah. All right. Bob, thanks, buddy.
Take care.
All right, have a good weekend. Okay, we got a break here for weather and traffic, and then you will hear the summation of the end of the Hawks season with our final Blackhawks Express of the season. As you've heard, their season is over. They got swept by Nashville, and the season's over. So we will hear a recap of that unfortunate game and the end of the Hawks season coming up right after we break here.
Predators sweep the Blackhawks in this playoff series 4-1.
It was a fun season. It was until they clinched it, and then it was all downhill after that. So anyway, everybody's very sad about it, but hey, they'll be back in October. And I'm a diehard Hawks fan. I always will be. But I'm not going to say that I'm not sad and disappointed. And somebody needs to take that damn 16 countdown poster off the damn wall. All right.
You know, you could do it.
I'm not going to touch it.
Go give it the gas face. It'll just fall off.
It'll just fall off. Give it the gas face. It falls right off. All right. Here's Roosevelt on WGN. Hey, Roosevelt.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning. How you doing this morning?
All right.
I'm going to take you guys back to the late 60s, early 70s. Black lights, parties, and this song, dancing cheek to cheek to Patty Drew, Tell Him.
All right.
If and how you can, see my man.
Yeah. Fly. Very fly. I like that. Thank you, Roosevelt. I like that he mentioned black lights. You're too young to remember black lights, right?
What are you talking about?
Well, they used
black
to be...
lights have been through the ages now.
Yeah,
every
I just thought they were really big in the 60s and 70s.
Right, but it's, you know, every college kid has that black light poster.
And the posters. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I thought maybe that stopped somewhere.
No.
Okay.
Nope.
Well, that's nice to know it's still around. How about lava lamps?
I mean, if you go to a Spencer's.
That's right.
They got everything you need.
If you get, they got everything you need if, for your black light needs.
Yeah, black go lights, to lava lamps, druid statues.
All right, here's Tony on WGN. Hey, Tony.
Hey, what's up, Nikki? What's going on?
All right, man.
Hey, I got one for you. George Duke, Reach For It.
Let's hear it. We do that. I'm gonna take you to the bridge and drop you off and do some fun. Fly. All right, Tony, thanks. All right, let's find out what's coming up on the opening bell with Steve. Hey, Steve.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
A little disappointed about the Blackhawks, right?
Not a little.
A lot.
Yes.
Yeah, a lot. We still got the Cubs, though, so yep. There's that.
Yep.
Coming up next on the opening bell, we're going to check in with our portfolio manager, Paul Nolte. We will figure out what is good this week in terms of our stocks and what's bad. And a little bit later on, we're going to rehash a little bit more of the United story. Has United done enough to apologize for its big forcible removal of a passenger? Rick Cini with that. So it's all coming up next on the opening bell.
Thank you, Steve. Have a good weekend,
you
man.
You too, bud.
Okay.
Bye.
See you later. All right. Here's my third base. So some stay a letter written, feeble, legally licked. You go the ways of the weasel. Pop, pop goes the weasel, the weasel. Pop, pop goes the weasel, the weasel. Pop, pop goes the weasel, the weasel. Pop goes the weasel, cook the weasel, goes pop. Pop, pop goes the weasel, the weasel. Pop, pop goes the weasel, the weasel. Pop, pop goes the weasel, the weasel. Pop goes the weasel, cook the weasel. Such a jam. Such a jam. All right, what's the sample on this one? There's a couple, but what's the main?
Oh, well, it's Peter Gabriel.
Sledgehammer.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the video where they beat the hell out of Vanilla Ice with a baseball bat.
Yeah. Well, a lookalike.
A lookalike.
Although I think at that time he probably would have been in the video.
Yeah, yeah. And now he's doing home repair, right? Isn't he on like a show where he flips houses?
Yeah. And he was on that other one with the celebrities.
Well, the Surreal World.
Right, and he broke everything.
He busted everything.
Remember that?
Yeah, well, how about when they did the worst videos of all time and they were retiring them and he came on set and Jon Stewart was there and a couple of, and he beat the hell out of the set with a baseball bat?
Oh, that's right.
It was fantastic.
He's got anger issues.
Well, he's Vanilla Ice. All right. Hey, Esmeralda, have a nice weekend.
You too.
Okay, we'll see you on Monday. Monday morning movie reviews. My dad will tell a joke. And go Leafs. That's what I'm rooting for now.
Oh, okay.
All right, we'll take a break. News is next.